We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good evening, everybody, is how I started the show on Thursday night. And then right after my Infinity Sports Network show started, it was about 30 seconds before the game actually ended. So at least going on the air, I knew that they were probably going to lose, but there was still some glimmer of hope, and then it all came crashing down. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, Grant Bills, Paul Emig, alongside. You can see our faces on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, or like and subscribe on your audio platforms. I did 20 minutes to start the show. Like, certainly raw. And Grant, you're doing this and you're on Bill's show. You haven't really like done your takes on the Brewers yet on air. I did it the second after it ended.
Zero interest. I'm glad that I didn't. I fired off a couple tweets last night and then I unplugged. I played Xbox before bed, which got me more mad, but whatever.
So my whole thing with baseball is, it's so long for this. I mean, it still felt like the playoffs after Wednesday. Like, it felt like, okay, we have a playoff like run here, as short as it was. But I've been probably, this is the least connected I've felt towards a team. And it's different because I used to like be in the building. And so there's going to be that. But I maybe watched one game a week. I mean, I follow up, but I maybe watched one game a week. And I'm glad that I wasn't more connected, and I'm even mad like I let myself get back in. But when Pete Alonso was at the plate, I walked out of the room. I knew what was coming, and then I came back and it had happened. That's not like an anecdote or a joke. I did walk around, and I think all these times that they make the playoffs, it's not that they lose. You're not going to win. What are we, idiots? We think our team's going to win every year. We got two Super Bowls. We got an NBA championship. It's better than some.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they lose.
Yeah.
It's never just like, oh, a five-run inning for the Mets and the second game ends 6-1. There's always, and it's always like some lead that we blow. Any team. It's these blown leads. Because this was the fifth straight loss for the Brewers in a playoff game where they had at least 2-run lead and lost. They blow them all the time. So I'm just, I don't know. Like, the day after isn't as painful.
It's worse. It's worse the next day. It's worse.
Well, for me, and then I'll shut up. For me, it's like, it's not, it's, this is old hat though, Grant. This is, we're used to this.
You never get used to that.
But also, I already had 4 hours of like talking myself through it.
I was home alone. The first person I interacted with was Ebo, our morning show host, when I got here at 9:55. I'd normally get in at 9:15. I do a couple segments. I walked in 3 minutes before Bill's show started today.
So let me give you a story that I think directly relates. And it's what immediately came to mind when I was listening to you on what was your Thursday night show, Bart. And it brought me back to what Josh Sitton, yes, why am I talking about a former retired Packers offensive lineman? I promise you it's the perfect like way to look at this.
Oh, we weren't questioning you.
No, I know, but I mean, it feels like, wait, what? What's he talking about? Why is he about to bring up a quote from 9 years ago from Packers? But it's when I was still covering the team, and it's obviously one that I've retained that I thought was really interesting. And it was the day after, it was locker cleanout. Sorry to bring up another bad memory, but the day after the loss to the Seahawks in the playoffs in January of 2015. And interviewing Josh Sitton that morning, one of his main thing was, I wish we had, and I went and found the article to make sure I wasn't making this up. So I'm looking at it right now. I would rather have not made the playoffs. The full quote that he said was, anytime you feel like you should have won, it's tough to get over. And when it's the last one, it's very difficult to get over. You feel like it's a waste of 7-8 months. What's the point of getting this far? I would have rather not even made the playoffs, end quote. At the time, myself and the other reporters are like, what? Like that is, I don't think Josh means that. Like, as I've gotten older and, you know, you've been a part of these as a fan. Yeah. Like, it's way worse.
A Pirates fan called in last night, and he was like, "Oh, at least you guys make the playoffs." I go, "No, you're ignorant in your apathy. Like,
yep.
It's like the perfect way. Honestly, the perfect way to consume sports is like the not even the Florida Marlins, but Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers."
Sure.
The Buccaneers, some years they're good. Some years they might have some expectations. Some years they're shit. And then some years they win a Super Bowl. And then 20 years later, Tom Brady comes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's fun in a way where you don't have to devote. It's too much in for not enough out.
Sure.
Is what it is.
Yeah, I do think you have to live through being a fan of a team that is constantly in the playoffs, but never actually.
And it adds up with our teams.
Yeah, Packers.
Since 2010. Yeah. And the Bucks thing is great. Thank God.
Yeah.
But the Bucks, like, and I think one thing that I realize is in Wisconsin, and there's some weird Cubs-Packer fan things. But for the most part, like if you're a Bucks fan, you're a Brewers fan, you're a Packers fan. It's not some of these cities, it's like Mets or Giants, you know, in New York, you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Cubs, but Bears, but White Sox. And then even some like, yeah, I live in Phoenix. I like the Suns, but I'm actually from Memphis. So I like the Titans or sure. something. It's just in Wisconsin, it's everybody wears everything. And I do think the Bucks felt that pressure of those other teams. And the teams may, like the 2024 fans may not feel it, but I don't think there's any other franchise. Cause people were mentioning the Maple Leafs to me a lot, which makes sense for the Brewers. But when you're a Brewers fan and you leave that stadium, you're not only thinking about, oh, that's another Brewers loss. You're thinking of all the Packers and Bucks loss. And the fact that we've had these competitive teams.
Yeah.
And then they lose in the playoffs, and it's not a 30-10 loss.
Right.
It's, Aaron Jones is a big run. Yep. You're going to score on this drive. You're going to beat San Francisco.
Yep.
It's, you're coming into the playoffs, and, Giannis blew out his knee or whatever the hell.
Sure.
So it's everything on top of everything. And what I was asking last night, not to just cry about the Brewers for 4 hours, which I ended up doing, but what I was asking last night is, how do you get up for the next one? Why?
I think you've used this analogy, but it's the perfect one. And again, that's why I'm honestly like beyond being buddies. I'm glad that someone like you is on the radio because it's like, there's like very few people like you'll find. Hopefully Grant is, you know, this next generation's version of that where it's like, there's actually someone who thinks the things and says the things that I think, but something you've brought up that really resonated that I had previously thought before you ever said it publicly was it's like playing like the Mario games back in the day where you got to go all the way back to the beginning. And the worst part is just getting back to the spot where you just were. It took a long time to get there. And then you you lose your final and now you're back and you have to take like another hour and a half to get back. And that sucks. That is just a process. Like you have to get back to that same spot and you're not having fun getting back to where you just were. You just wish you could fast forward to getting back where you were. And those are the type of video games that I always had thought of, that you obviously had also always thought of like, I mean, Grant definitely likes the Brewers in this present moment. Grant is a much bigger Brewers fan, Bart, than you and I are. Grant, are you going to have a fun time watching the regular season next year? Are you looking forward?
Yeah.
I think he's still like.
But is it because he's young?
No, I feel like Grant's where I was in 2018.
So I'll say this too. I realized in watching this year's playoffs and recent year's playoffs, but definitely the most this week, I'm definitely very likely never going to get over, truly, honestly, recover from 2018. Yeah. I've never come all the way back. I mean, that's just, I'm not saying that's the right or wrong.
Yeah. I was like, I was there. I was on the field.
Right.
So when I talk about myself, like, I'm not as attached to the Brewers. Well, no shit, I'm not.
Sure.
I'm not in the locker room, which they're not letting NFL people. Did you see that?
I did see that. The no locker room access thing.
How is that going to work?
I don't think it can.
They're going to send guys to the podium for an hour and a half?
I mean, you can't, whatever. This is a general.
Yeah, anyway, we'll talk about
this. This is a journalism thing. It is messed up, though. If that's true and that's going to be like a universal rule, then that's a different story. But like for me in 2018, and everyone has their own story, but I was a season ticket holder. I had gone to like 30 games. We had gone to the Rockies series together. You may or may not have fallen asleep. Like I was at the Dodgers games. Like that was my, like they had to get to the World Series that year. Mm. And I see a lot of people since last night.
I brought up last night when I called Tim and Billy and was like,
yeah,
guys, everyone is too much. There's too much excitement for next year. This was the chance.
Well, and I saw Sparky, you know, who's older than us, Bart, get retweeted or quote tweeted by a few people when he was last night. Well, yeah, you know what? But what a fun season. And one of my topics is on this, but it's enough off of this that we can kind of keep talking about it generally, which is like, I hope people like Bart, I heard you talk about it last night. Like you had your own experiences this year with your kid. Like, so this baseball season had its own thing for you.
I mean, yesterday was a gut punch. He was so into the playoffs. We had a baseball practice right before. It was like,
but I
get a picture of him watching the, ugh.
I am really surprised though. And again, everyone's different, right? Like, but I'm surprised that someone like Sparky, someone like Tim Allen can go right to, well, next year. Like, I'm not saying you can't eventually.
Maybe that's the process. Maybe that's their grief process. My grief process is, I
disconnect. So when I'm like, you know what? Fuck. I kind of like, I'm out. Like I get really to the point of disconnection, which I don't know if that's healthy or good or bad, but that's my process.
I would love to be able to do that. I'm responsible for 6 hours of Wisconsin sports content a day. That's why this sucks. Is last night I'm like, oh, tomorrow's going to be a fucking treat. Like,
but I think beyond your professional obligation,
Euchre crying, that's fucking awesome. I can't wait to play that. Just,
I think Grant, though, you know, speak for yourself. Don't let me speak for you. But like beyond your professional obligations, like you are a Brewers fan. Like a pretty like sincere.
I would say Grant is true blue Brew Crew.
Yeah, he is. But I know my realization.
You see that one girl tweeted, "All you losers that went to that loser parade in 1982, this is your fault."
I did not see that.
Like, there's got to be a curse, but what is the curse? I think it might be a Bud Selig related curse.
It's because we stole a franchise.
Yeah,
from Seattle. I don't think they'll win anything in the playoffs until Ryan Braun's number is hanging in the.
I agree. And also, Grant, I had a point that I had. Oh, yeah, we said this. It's not like I was like, we had our chance because we were going to beat the Phillies and then beat the Dot. Like,
sure.
I just wanted to win this series.
Yeah, you got to get past this wild card thing.
Well, and that's we were texting about this earlier. Like, this is a wild card series. Just the idea of advancing. And by the way, you know, we weren't going to beat the Phillies. This whole thing is predicated on getting in and getting hot because you never know when a team is off for 5 days, they can get cold. I wanted to see what the Phillies would look like after a couple days layoff.
Mm-hmm. And then the Mets totally have the advantage in this. And this is the way that the playoffs are set up. And this is what I'm bitching about the format. I think maybe I don't do a good enough job of. But if you're the Phillies, you're sitting on your ass for a week.
Yeah.
And if you're the Mets, you went to Atlanta for some weird doubleheader that was super fun and team bonding. You go to Milwaukee, you add another thing to the meme team, which I don't know why that's not catching on. It's such a good name for this team.
Mm-hmm.
But you add another thing, and you're coming in, and you're coming in like, and all of a sudden, no one cares. What is this Jesse Winker stuff? He acts like we wronged him.
I know.
He was terrible here. How is this some redemption arc for you?
Yeah. If you have beef with Willy Adames, you are the problem. Yeah.
I think it's number three behind only 2014 and 2020. Badger basketball in the national championship, like that's its own thing. But yeah, I think this is worse than
this is up there with Packers for you.
And I don't know why I do this to myself, because I get an idea in my head of this is what Wisconsin sports radio should be saying today. And I know that that's not what they're going to say. And I turn on shows in the morning expecting something different. And it's all this morning was, you know, we'll add it to the pile of, and they're just going through the, yes, we have suffered a lot of tough playoff losses, but lumping this loss in with what's happened to the Packers, and the Bucks, like that's letting last night's team off the hook. They fucked it. And that has nothing to do with what Aaron Rodgers did, what happened with Colin Kaepernick. Like, you were at the finish line. You had your closer on the mound. Everyone was saying, I was listening to Rosiak on Microbrew this morning, said that's the loudest I've ever heard that ballpark dozen plus years, or how many years I've been covering games. It's the loudest it's ever been. Sal Frelick hitting a home run last night.
Your boy.
And I'm not kidding. Wow. I was texting my dad about this. Quite literally could be the most unlikely thing I've ever seen happen in a Wisconsin postseason game. Football, basketball, baseball. The underlying stats, the year that he had, the type of player that he is, that was one of the most, it might be the most shocking thing I've ever seen. And they wasted it.
Grant, more shocking to you. This is a personal question just for you. Sal Frelick coming up big in the playoffs or Rashawn Gary coming up big in the playoffs? Those are like your two guys.
Probably Sal. And that's why it's insane that that happened. And all Brewers fans, forget a World Series, forget a championship series. All Milwaukee wanted to do for 12 hours was to be able to walk out of that building last night and to celebrate a series win, to celebrate their team advancing. That's all we wanted to do. And I'm not saying that, well, once you get to the Phillies series, I stop wanting to win. Like, of course, that's all we would have taken it. That's all we wanted last night. And we could, it just, for whatever reason, it was not given to us.
So one thing that I saw that maybe this could be related to our, I don't know where you're going. I did see, though, a comment from Pat Murphy that really pissed me off last night. I think the best part of history, if you want to report on history, is the Brewers have been to the playoffs in 6 out of 7 years with one of the smallest budgets and in one of the smallest markets in baseball. So I think that's something that the organization should be commended for. You say the small market thing, you say if you get to the World Series and you lose. And it's just clear, like, the year that we almost got there and Boston would have beat us, then you say small market. I mean, if you're not making the playoffs, you say small market. You've been there 6 of the last 7 years. You've had opportunities. You've led in ball games. It's not small market why they lost this series. It's not.
I also don't think he's – so how long did he talk for? 10, 12, 15 minutes after the game? Like – that's probably 15 seconds of the, let's call it 15 minutes. Cause he's not wrong. What he's saying is they should be commended for it. They should.
Yeah, but
I don't need
the word small. It's like, we don't need it last night. We don't need small market does not need to be mentioned last night
by anybody or by the manager.
Certainly the manager, but anybody.
I didn't need the owner. I mostly don't have any issues with Mark. He didn't need to do a press conference the day of or the day before their playoff game saying, we love Adames, but, you know, we don't have the money, so we'll try. That wasn't necessary. It's true. I'm not asking him to go up there and lie. You just don't need to say it.
I think Mark thinks when he's here, he has to do media and he's doing everyone a favor, but really nobody wants to hear from him.
Well, I mean, the reporters obviously very much want to hear from him. Whether or not Mark being up there is good for the Brewers, because he's going to, of course he's going to be asked about Willie. And then what's he going to say? He's either going to lie or he's going to say something honest. And if you say the honest,
give a non-answer. Say we love having Willie. We're going to do everything we can to keep him around. That's so fucking easy. These press conferences aren't fucking hard. It drives me nuts to listen to sports figures bungle press conferences. Drives me nuts.
I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, but also he's doing the exact thing we should want, not just as like a reporter, as a sports guy, as a sports radio guy. But like, you should want him to say the correct, honest thing. Like, what do you? I'm very confused by this.
Sure. Say it after the series. I don't want to begin the series under, well, this is probably it for Adames because the owner just said we're poor. What did he say? We'll give it our best shot. He said something like that.
Some teams have tighter or bigger pocketbooks or something like that, right?
Which we know. That's
like when Fielder, we knew
possible information.
We knew Fielder was going to be gone, and they're like, well, we are going to give him 4 years, 100, and it's not going to happen, but we're going to give him that.
See, but I could be wrong. I like Willie Adames a lot. Prince Fielder was, at least to my Brewers fandom, like a much more important figure to the Braun and Fielder with, you know, like.
I don't know, Paul. I think some people younger feel the way about Willie we did about them.
When Prince got the deal that he did, it was mammoth. Like, you're like, whoa, like that was not because, oh, woe is me Brewers, but like he got like a lot of money, more than obviously he was ended up being worth. Grant, what number would Willie get that would have you be like, oh, like that was close enough that I wish we could, like, it's going to end up being like, I've not seen projections. I have no research on this. Is he being valued at like a $200 million contract?
I don't.
Well, Lindor makes 34, Correa makes 33, Seager makes 32, Betts makes 30.
That means the only thing he needs to do to eclipse 200 million is to get a 5-year deal. I mean, this isn't about, there's no salary cap, right? We know
that. The Brewers offer 25.
But I'm saying even if they offer 25.
I don't want to give him 25.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think this isn't even like the tight purse strings or whatever. This is, there are markets that can flippantly overpay and it's not, I don't know.
You know, it sucks. If we did that, remember the thing where we traded Josh Hader and we were in first place and we all got mad about it?
Yeah.
But then it brought us all these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, should we have just traded Willie? He's on. I mean, honestly, if this is the shit you're going to do in the playoffs.
I mean,
what was he, by the way? What was his final stat line in the playoffs this year?
Did he have a hit?
Wasn't he 0-9?
He had a single. He had 11 at bats and 2 hits. He had a hit last night.
Like that. It's like 2011 where Fielder and Braun got to the NLCS and went like 2-for-40.
See, this all goes back though to what you've said, Bart, and there is, you should not play a 6-month regular season with a 1.5-month lead up to it to be done in the middle of a week, Tuesday through Wednesday.
Can I ask you, you guys keep saying this, and I guess I don't inherently disagree, but what's the alternative? Do you want them to play 20 game series? It's a 162 game season. No, you're never going to have a unless you get rid of the playoffs.
But no,
minimum 5.
No, that's picking nits. That's still not nearly representative. A 5.
It's not representative.
No, it's not. Here, I got this great. I got this great thing that I want to show you that I was looking at. There was a website long time ago, Stats by Lopez. And as I pull this up, this is an article from a few years ago. But as I pull this up, I do want to remind you about HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp. The promo code is BART. Gummies, the CBD, CBN ones have been helping me greatly as I try to sleep the minute I get home because my kid had off of school the other day, had to get up. Got soccer, have to get up. So I can't get up if I don't fall asleep. So they've been helping me fall asleep. And again, a lot of different products, whether it's the seltzers or the gummies that will enhance your mood, especially after losses like we've suffered. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART, B-A-R-T. Promo code BART, B-A-R-T, happyplacehemp.com. It is good each and every time that you go there. Programming note, also, Horvat's got shit going on, so no Horvat picks this week. All right, here is this. This is, I'm going to put the link on the bottom if anyone's interested as well. And now I realize that I am broadcasting towards video and not audio, but there's a YouTube. So essentially, there's a chart that says coin flips and predetermined. And this is trying to measure who actually has a playoffs where the best team wins. And what they've done the stats on is that in the NBA, their playoffs, 80% of the time, the best team wins in the postseason. For these other leagues to get to that, the MLB would have to play a best of 75 series. NHL would have to play best of 51, and the NFL would have to play a best of 11. So obviously there's going to be some variance when it comes to Major League Baseball. I think my biggest issue is that you play 162 games. And again, 28 hours. You should not have a whole, and like Grant, you had a tweet about it too, where they didn't show up in game one. You're like, not only that, are they on the road half a year, they got another month that they're in either Florida or Arizona. So you have all that time just to give your fans 28 hours. And most of the time, these series are smack in the middle of an afternoon. And it's like, where did they even go? When I'm in the playoffs, I just want to feel like I'm in the playoffs. I want buildings to start to be lit up. I want signs to be available at Pick and Save. I want that kind of shit. The NBA, you get that even if you get bounced. The NFL, it's a shorter thing and it's its own separate thing. It's a week-long buildup to we're in the playoffs. In baseball, you're like, season's over. In 2 days, you're going to play at 1:30. And if you don't win two games, you are out by the next night at dinner time. That is just unacceptable to me.
Here's another way that you haven't said it yet, but the White Sox players who had obviously the terrible record that they did, their commitment to the season was only like 66 hours less than playoff team players. Like, you know how like they say, okay, well, I get to book my trip to wherever after the end of the season, I'm going to go on this vacation. Like, it shouldn't only be 2.5-3 days later before playoff teams like the Orioles getting swept, like the Astros getting swept. No, fuck the Astros. But like, it's too soon after what had just happened. And so, like, Grant, if you're opposed to the, or if, you know, if you take offense to like the idea of, well, what do you want then? I know that it'll never be a thing. And I don't even think it would be a good, if I was running baseball, I would not do what I'm about to say. But if you want the right winner, air quotes, the right winner, like, yeah, you would say the regular season winner is the winner. And then maybe you do a best of 11 between the AL best record and the NL best record. Though even now, with as much as the two divisions play each other, like conference play, I don't know. Maybe it's not even, you don't even need the two separate ALs, you know, AL and NL. But
that's how they do it in the Prem, right?
And I figure that's what Bart, I don't know if Bart's mentioned that nationally yet, but he should have, given his expertise in that area.
You know what pisses me off about the Premier League is that the NFL is playing all these games overseas. NHL, there's a game on right now in Chechnya.
Sure.
NBA's in Abu Dhabi today.
Yeah, at least that's preseason, but they do play a game in Paris. MLB starts in, you know, Korea or Asia or somewhere, Japan, one of those countries on that side of the, that's not what I'm saying, one of the countries on the Eastern Hemisphere. But the Premier League won't play over here for a game. They're like, fuck no, we would never do that. And our leagues are all like, I'm eating money. Fuck them.
I just think the format. Well, format debates are, I think it's loser talk. The Brewers are the only team that struggles with this. Win the fucking games. You had leads. You had multiple leads in game one.
What about the Mets and the Tigers and the Padres?
What about them?
The Royals. Maybe not them. But they all have clear advantages coming into this weekend.
Not necessarily.
The home teams don't matter. It's like home teams have won the last 25 games like five times in baseball playoffs.
So what do you want?
What I want is a four-team playoff.
Okay.
In each league. But that won't happen. And I want best of seven right away. But that won't happen because baseball, by adding the 5 and 6 seeds. They got the Atlanta Mets doubleheader thing. They got the Tigers, which had a shot. Because the wild card races, the 5 and 6 team in both leagues were like 4 or 5 games behind the 4 seed. So those would have been done the last week of the season. They're trying to get excitement and other teams involved when it's watering down their playoffs. But they don't give a fuck. It's like, well, the thing I'm complaining about, they don't care. It's like, they just don't care. Also, oh, I'm gonna complain to my neighbor because there's a patch of grass that's not growing well in his lawn, but it's behind his garage. You don't see it. You don't give a shit. They don't care. The thing that I think is a massive problem to them is not an issue. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They've got Dodgers against the Padres. They've got Tigers against the Guardians. They've got Yankees against the Royals. They've got Mets against the Phillies. Mm-hmm. They've got divisional round series being actually divisional round series.
Yep.
They've got the Yankees alive. They've got the Dodgers alive. They can be like, oh, quirky Tigers. Look, they got everything that you could possibly want in these final eight. They don't give a fuck if teams' playoffs end in 28 fucking hours.
It's the Brewers' fault. They can win their games. They're allowed to win these games.
I agree. You asked about the format. I'm not. Once the Brewers won game two, any format thing for me is over.
But here we are. Then what are we talking about?
You asked the question.
Paul started it. Maybe. I actually don't know.
Well, the 28-hour thing, that sucks.
Well, yeah, I'm mad at the Brewers about it too.
So I think, and I'm sure we've talked about this.
I'm pissed that everyone kept saying this team is different.
Well, technically, hashtag
undaunted.
Do you think everyone else is enjoying this part? By the way, do you think you're the only one bothered by what's happened this week? Is that what this is?
I think he's the only Brewers fan. Let me get your back here for that. I think he's the only Brewers fan who has to dissect it live on the national airwaves, and I mean the only.
Yeah, it's probably true.
He had a unique experience.
No, I
especially as he's being produced by a Mets fan who won't stop playing the fucking Mets new song or whatever that was.
Oh my God.
Which I also did not know about.
I didn't know about that till Monday.
Also, Bassie's farm is awesome.
Also, I don't think that's where he went because I saw a picture and it didn't look like it. But it could have been.
That's really far to have traveled. Like,
did you see my... Now I'm back tweeting, I guess. But I think Pete Alonso got that pumpkin from the farm where I was standing when I believe it was one of you that texted me that Devin Williams broke his hand.
I did break that news to you.
I was at the farm where Pete Alonso then got the pumpkin.
Now there's a new
wish you would have gone to that farm a couple weeks ago. Maybe Devin would have punched. I mean, they win that game if McGill throws the ninth last night. McGill had it. He had it all three games of the series. He came in and blew guys away and then mother effed his way back to the dugout.
Why didn't we walk Alonso? The guy coming out was shit.
Also, I know like we are in like the narrative business, but Bart, you said this and I'll reiterate it because this was not like a me saying what you said. This is me also having this independent thought. When the announcers said this could be his last bat as a Met, it was fucked.
I left the room right then.
That like clearly that's a silly thing to say. Clearly that it had no impact on the play. But like I felt that. I was my reaction, and I was actually watching live, right? Was oh fuck. Like this.
There is no like I got to the point where I knew it was going to happen.
This sucks. This is loser coping behavior.
It's not. It's past behavior is the best predictor for future behavior.
Because people like you say in every moment like that, in every game, he's going to fucking blow it. And 9 out of 10 times he doesn't.
I don't think he's
wrong.
Going to blow it based on the situation at hand. I think he's going to blow it because, oh my God, I've seen this movie before. This is a rerun.
You didn't think he was going to blow it. You had already known he was going. It was already foretold.
Yeah,
this was a rerun.
You and Paul Noonan. I knew Williams didn't have it. No, I would have pulled him out.
No, I didn't. I'm not. Don't do that to me.
Well, it's adjacent. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know. I didn't know that Devin didn't had it. Whatever. It's just that moment where it's 2-0 and there's a guy at the plate who can hit a 3-run home run. It's going to happen. It's nothing to do with Devin Williams having it or not having it.
You know who led the major leagues in 3-run home runs this year? You know who hit a shitload of them in the regular season? Was Willy Adames. Hell of a series that he had, by the way. And also, Contreras, did you want to fucking be there last night? Like, not to be body language police. He looked like this game was an obstacle for him to clear before he could go do the thing he actually wanted to do.
Was he Favre in the snow in 2008?
He looked like he didn't want to be out there in his last at bat. And if he was hurt, fine, then sit down. Like, Eric Haas can do it too.
When he was hurt, wasn't he? Isn't that why
he had a scratchy knee? But like, do you not want to bend over and catch, or are you incapable of putting together a good at bat? Because it looked more like the latter.
We haven't gotten to a topic yet. Let me ask one, because it will just kind of keep the conversation going. And I think I know how you're both going to answer, but I'll give you a backstory before I ask it. In the 2018 playoffs, I remember walking into the game and texting with probably you, Bart, but also with another buddy about the game. And I like the question that the idea was around, is this going to be, it was before the defining game to go to the World Series. And I asked, like, is tonight going to be fun to watch or stressful to watch? And the answer he gave was, oh my gosh, stressful to watch. And I wasn't going to go to that game and have fun throughout it. Like, so it was going to be a stressful viewing until the final pitch, win or lose. It's like, it wasn't. So this could just be my enjoyment of the sport of baseball compared to my enjoyment of the NBA, compared to my enjoyment of the NFL. But I'll ask it to you this way. Unlike the playoffs and other pro sports, MLB playoffs are not fun to watch your team. They're just stressful to watch your team. Notice I said unlike the others, which means you would say you have more fun, even in losses, watching your team lose in the NFL playoffs, watching your team lose in the NBA playoffs. Ooh. So like, to me, and I'll just, so I'm obviously, I love watching the NFL. Of course, it sucks to like watch a Packers loss. I'm a huge Bucks fan. Of course, it sucks to watch the Bucks lose. But I separately from that enjoy the content that leads to the outcome in the NFL, in the NBA, far more than Major League Baseball, which
you enjoy a Packer, like you're enjoying the Packer game and then they lose and it sucks, but you're enjoying the game?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Whereas in baseball, now I'm not saying this in the regular season because interesting.
Oh, the one I enjoy the least is the NBA.
Facts.
Oh yeah. My God.
The NBA.
Because it's, you know, in baseball, you're like building up to big moments. But in the NBA, it's just, it's constant. It's, and even the NFL is like drives. In the NBA, it's like score. Yeah. Up 5, 3-point shot. Oh, it's just exhausting. And it is from the jump. It's the most exhausting. So I'm saying
it's exhausting, but I didn't say exhausting. I said stressful.
I would put the two feelings in a similar bucket.
It's like, if I think of it this way, like I'm not proud to admit I'm a nail biter still at my age, but like.
You're nervous?
No, well, just, I don't know. It's just a bad habit. But like,
I bite my nails and I want to cut them.
Yeah, that's probably also true.
But I'm not like. Shaking my teeth.
But I would say like, so playoff baseball with your team for me, it's not a fun watch. Like there was, and I have a story for this in a little bit, but like there's a moment during game 2 of this Mets series, which of course was like the Churio home run and then the Mitchell home run, which are now such afterthoughts, even though they just happened, that I don't know. So Grant, Bart, it sounds like Grant, you agree with him. I did not know you're going to say the NBA, but I don't know. I'll just restate it. But unlike the playoffs and other pro sports, MLB playoffs are not fun to watch your team. They're stressful to watch your team. So Grant, you're also because NBA.
Well, I just think the NBA is, basketball is the worst. If you win, it's like you got away with it. You're not celebrating. It's like, okay, we didn't lose, especially the NBA. Cause we do it. We can do more long form on this at a different time, but the NBA I think has jumped the shark. I just think that whatever, baseball, the good moments are as good as anything.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I jumped
the shark.
I was jumping up and down off my couch last night when Frelick hit that bomb. I haven't done that in a Packer game. And okay. I don't know, last time I did that in a Packers playoff game, because I think baseball can create legendary moments like that out of nowhere.
Yep.
You're saying that the baseball playoffs suck because the Brewers have lost 10 of 12. No shit, they suck. That's miserable. If they're 50,
again, I would say this even. In reference to like even a conversation in 2018. So there were fewer kicks to the balls at that point. There were still seven.
No, that was fun. That whole thing was fun. That was fun.
I'm saying specifically.
They won games. They advanced. I wonder why it was a good time in 2018. I'm not trying to be a dick.
You just start watching the game and you're like, God, kill me.
Yes.
I think that's
what I do during the regular season too. Like that's we're Brewers fans. How could you watch any differently?
I would say so, Grant. I think your point that I really resonate with, despite us having different answers, is like I will always, unfortunately, remember Chris Taylor's diving catch in 2018.
Uh-huh.
So the good moments are really good. The bad moments are really bad. So baseball, to your point, it lives on the extremes of like, playoff baseball, excuse me. It lives in moments. Like, it's not about like a good 3-hour, like, this is, oh, what a great shot. What a great pass. What a great play. What a great cut. It's moments. And actually, I had not thought of this as the parallel to something I was going to mention otherwise, but like what the game two moments reminded me of, and had we talked and done this right after the Churio and Mitchell game two home runs, was like, Bart, you'll appreciate this more than Grant from a wrestling fan perspective, but what Royal Rumble was it like during a time period of like 2012 when anyone that was like everyone wanted Daniel Bryan to just finally be anointed, and instead they're like, here's fucking Sheamus, you know, and you're like, you know, like you hate the thing you're watching because it's like we all just, this is so obvious. But then you wade through the shit and you crawl through the mud and it's just garbage and you hate it. And then Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania happens and it's this moment. And this is what made me think of it is like baseball is WrestleMania. Like it's not about having a good card or having a great event. It's about like there's gonna be three moments you remember. And that's baseball, for better and for worse. That's baseball, is like it's moments, which to me apparently are very memorable. I don't know if I'm having, you don't know when they're coming, right? Like you don't know, like it's not like
I did. I knew the home run was well,
okay. You knew the one. You that was the one exception. But the like
the worst kind of people.
But in the meantime,
I'm not saying, Grant, that like I'm not being like the guy in Major League. They're like, they're going to blow. I knew. Like it was knowledge that it, like I know the sky is blue. I knew it. It was real information that I knew.
Do you have anything else on this? I have one other baseball.
We can do one more quick one. I got to pick up my kid, and I think I'm going to tell him no park today, and that's going to be a fucking disaster.
I'm going to ask this in the context of Devin Williams, but of course you can apply it however you want. The clutch gene in sports is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I want to say yes. I want to say mm-hmm, but I think it's more of just like not being nervous or not choking.
So the thing I'll bring up before you guys say more, though, is the context of the question is obviously with Devin Williams, but they've done these and I know this happens in the NFL, they can wear these heart monitors, and they do. And the players who are the quarterbacks, especially who are the best, it's usually not coincidence. It's the guys who maintain a steady heart rate in the biggest moments. Like it's extremely scientific of that nature. Before, like 15 years ago, especially in baseball, I would have said anything to do with clutch is just noise, data, noise. Like it's going to eventually normalize. And then I found out about these heart rate things that players can wear. And though the sample size is still extremely small with like, you know, Josh Hader blowing it for the Tigers with Houston, Devin Williams, if you look at like someone posted today, Devin Williams playoff stats versus his regular season stats, this could be totally wrong. But his stats, albeit small sample size in the playoffs, would tell you he's probably a heart rate guy where he's definitely nervous. Like statistically, it's so improbable that you could be so different between regular season and postseason performance. But all of that to say, whether or not you believe in the quote unquote clutch gene as being a real thing or not, there are players who maintain a steady heart rate throughout, regardless of the moment. And not surprisingly, those guys are the ones that perform well in bigger moments. Anyway, Clutch, Dream, Grant, a real thing?
On some level, I think of it more as an energy or an attitude that you want to be out there and that you're jacked up to be out there. Like, I don't buy into the athletes. They're like, I'm stone-faced, stone-cold. Like, I want the guy who's, like, smiling, looking like he's chomping at the bit. Like, Jackson Churio is 20 and was everywhere in the series. And if you watched his face and you watch his mannerism, he couldn't wait. He was in the batter's box. He was so excited for the pitch to get to home plate. He couldn't wait that split second for the ball to get there. He was so excited to just fucking clock one, like, multiple times. And McGill and Mears and Freddie, like, interesting sliding doors moment. Like, if Freddie comes in and stinks it up, like, there are takes, but he didn't stink it up. So, like, gamer, right? Like, wanted the ball, wanted to be out there. Williams, yeah. Like, I buy more into those guys than I do the guys who's like, I'm emotionless. You can't fucking shake me. Like, I don't know. I don't buy that. I know that's not really the answer that you were looking for, but that's the best one that I think I can provide.
Bart, any other thoughts on that?
No, no, but then yes. When I started my show last night, I thought my reaction to the Brewers loss, I thought I delivered a good segment. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to do this. I
didn't want to wake up this morning. There's not a single thing that I've done since the end of that game that I've actually sometimes wanted to just, or enjoyed doing.
Sometimes when you just have to do something and you draw on what you know that got you to that moment and you just do it. And for some of these guys, I think that, like, a lot of times I feel like, and I don't know, Grant, if you've got this, but sometimes I don't always feel like, and even this is just radio, but I don't feel like I'm always, like, I'm in a different zone. Like, I'm in a different, it's not like me talking. I'm in a different zone. You got to take yourself to a different place.
You put yourself on, like, shuffle mode or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, and you have to do that maybe on the field as well. And some of these guys just, I don't know. I think I should have just said no to Paul's question and ended the program.
That's fine. Here's the last one. I'll end you on a high note, and this will be somewhat non-sports related. But I was going to text this to you, Bart. And Carlos, you are the executive producer of the Bart Winkler National Show, so you should be listening to this. You should be listening to everything Bart does so you can know his content. But I was going to text you this. I'm convinced of the following, Bart. Like, and you don't have to. You can cut this out of the pot if you want. But, like, Carlos is, like, the perfect guy for you. He is the perfect, like, side guy.
Oh, he is, yeah.
It's unbelievable that you stumbled into this. Like, so here's my side question for that. His hit rate on drops, he loves drops. I think the drops are great. Keep doing them, Carlos, if you're listening to this. His hit rate on drops is greater than 75%.
I don't know how to answer that. I just wish I had my own drops.
No, I think it's better that you don't, though. Because you'd have some good ones, but it's most fun when you're surprised by when there's a good one. You know? Or actually when you're angry that there's a bad one. Like, you're like, I don't want that right now.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it more fun that you're not controlling it.
You want to hear a drop that I used on Bill's show the other day that was super funny and now not funny literally at all anymore? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Up your weight, you fat.
Hit a three-run game-winning home run. That guy hit.
Who?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It's Frank Fleming.
Up your weight, you fat.
See, like Frank Barstool. It's just like. It's like he's the Met fan, and the guy from McAfee show is the Packer fan. I don't know. I don't like how that happens, but I'm glad he's happy.
All right.
I'm indifferent on the fact that he's happy. I would like it for it to be our turn once to be happy. Yeah. And by the way, by be happy, advance to the divisional round.
Yeah. I just wanted to watch the game on Saturday with a group of dudes.
Last year, my only standard for happiness was possibly win one playoff game and have our hometown hero manager want to stay. So we went 0-for-1 last year. This year, my entire standard was beating the shit Mets to go to the divisional round. So we're 0-2 now in 2 years. And also, people were crying in the clubhouse last night. All the players, Euchre came down, hugged everyone, was crying. I don't need that. Why is this shit put on us? Sorry to swear a lot.
Do we think Euchre's done?
There's a good chance. He's old.
He only did one game of the series, did he?
Yeah, he did yesterday because he was under the weather, apparently. I listened to the whole game yesterday. He did the first couple innings, and then he jumped back on the mic in the ninth. So, good work, Brewers, on that one. Really, whatever. I want to go home.
All right.
Do you host my show tonight?
I don't want to host my show. I'm going to talk a lot of Atlanta Falcons tonight.
I watched the fourth quarter and overtime of the game. I don't remember a single play. I sat there looking right at it with the sound on. I could not tell you one thing that happened. And I was locked in on that as I've ever been in on a football game. I couldn't tell you one thing that happened.
I've got the Packers over the Rams this weekend. All right, yeah. Guys. Appreciate your time.
Bye, guys.
Like and subscribe. Don't just do one of them. You have to do both.